2 Samuel 16. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. 1 Peter 2:22-23. You say, if I just had a little more, I'd be satisfied. That's a mistake. If you're not content with what you have, you won't be content if it were doubled. Ziba, formerly Saul's servant, was not content. He lied about Mephibosheth and used his generosity toward David as a cover for his selfish ambition. Then there's Shimei, a bitter man from Saul's family who found satisfaction in David's downfall. He cursed David and accused him of getting what he deserved, even invoking God's name. Yet David didn't retaliate. When a man of God receives a low blow, he doesn't return evil for evil. He entrusts the situation to God. Another key figure is Hushai, who went back to Jerusalem, not to betray David, but to help him by undermining Ahithophel's advice. Of all the characters, David stands out. Though imperfect, he shows Christ-like restraint. He foreshadows Jesus, who suffered for us, leaving us an example, who, when he was insulted, did not insult in return. This chapter invites us to imitate Christ through David's response. When falsely accused or unjustly attacked, we don't have to strike back. We can rest in God's justice. Christ bore our sins on the cross so we could die to sin and live in righteousness. By his wounds we are healed. Let him be your example and your peace.